Well, next week, Pope Francis will be drawing big crowds in the United States. He starts his trip in Washington, then heads to Philadelphia and New York. But before he reaches this country, he'll make a stop in Cuba for 4 days. The relationship between the Catholic Church and the Cuban government has been fraught for decades, ever since Fidel Castro declared Cuba an atheist state. But tensions have slowly been thawing out in recent years, and the relationship between this pope and the Cuban president Raul Castro actually seems pretty warm. After a private meeting between the two in May, Castro said he was so impressed with the pope that he was considering a return to the church. Michelle Gonzalez Maldonado is a professor of religious studies at the University of Miami. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
And what are you expecting for Pope Francis's visit to Cuba?
Well, I think it's going to be probably the most hyped up and covered papal visit, not only to Cuba, but probably to any location. So I think that he will be saying a lot of things that are extremely influential and that will impact not only Cuba, but also the United States.
Why do you think it's going to be so hyped up?
Because of the recent role of the Vatican in the diplomatic negotiations between Cuba and the U.S. And I think we see that very much in the very structure of his visit, not only to Cuba, but the United States, where he's flying from Havana to Washington, D.C.
In one way, this is really amazing that Pope Francis is coming to Cuba, because the island and the Catholic Church have had a very complicated relationship over the past 60 years, since Fidel Castro took power and then, of course, his brother. Just remind us about the troubled history between the two.
Well, I think we have to remember that shortly after the Cuban Revolution, the Catholic Church became very marginalized on the island, and it almost was criminalized to be a Catholic. So individuals were scared to go to church. They would try to go to church in hiding. And many, in fact, stopped going to church, but somehow tried to maintain their Catholic faith through home religion, right, through doing practices in the home. And then what we've seen really in the past 15 to 20 years is the church very slowly and very carefully inching into the public sphere on the island, particularly as an advocate for human rights and also doing advocacy at the grassroots level. And while it's been very slow and careful, I think that the church has very intentionally tried to gain some ground on the landscape, the public landscape of Cuba. And when it's gained that ground, it's held on to it.
I want to talk more about how the church has gained ground in Cuba, but first, tell us what the Castro regime had against Catholicism. Was it just that they were communists, or was it something deeper than that?
Well, one is we can't take away the fact that Fidel Castro was educated by Jesuits, so he had a personal history with Catholicism. And in interviews, he reveals a much more complex relationship with the Catholic Church, and at times speaks of his Jesuit instructors as role models that really informed his worldview. But at the same time, the church did take a stance against certain elements of the revolution. And we also have to remember that in the 1950s, the Catholic Church in Cuba was very much sort of a relic of its colonial Spanish past.
And the Castros wanted nothing to do with that.
Exactly.
So in 1998, Pope John Paul II made a groundbreaking trip to Cuba. This is the toehold that you're talking about. How significant was it when Pope John Paul II came to Havana?
It was extremely significant because it was really the Cuban government saying that we're going to legitimize the presence of the Catholic Church on the island in a very public way and on the international stage.
I was speaking to a Cuban priest who now lives in Florida this week, and he, for 20 years, has been trying to build a Catholic church in Cuba, which has been a huge challenge over the years. And just now, he says, he feels like he's about to break through and make the progress that he needs to get it built. Does that say something about where Cuba has come over the years?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The fact that the Cuban government is allowing the church, not only sort of intellectually and in the rhetoric of the island, to have some public space, but also to gain physical space on the island, shows that it really is acknowledging the importance of Catholicism as part of Cuban society and Cuba's future.
But it's still in some ways very hard to be a Catholic there.
Yes, it's still hard to be a Catholic in Cuba. And I also think it's hard for the Catholic Church to maintain individuals that are active participants of Catholicism. We have to remember that there's a generation of Cubans that was raised without institutional religion as part of a significant element of the social fabric of the island. So I think it's hard for the Catholic Church because of the very culture of Cuba. And that's something it's definitely going to have to continue to struggle with. And I also think that, yes, again, I think the Catholic Church on the island has been very careful in what it does because it realizes that if it doesn't move with caution, it could lose so many of the gains it's made in the public sphere.
Michelle Gonzalez-Maldonado is a professor of religious studies at the University of Miami, talking about Pope Francis's trip to Cuba. Thanks very much.
Thank you.